What is your rich person drive-through fantasy? What does that even mean? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi, happy
Bradley,
Monday.
What is this question? What are we asking? What's the activity? What's the assignment?
Britney Spears and Sam Asghari rolled through the drive-through for a fast food fix this weekend. Toxic, but tastes so good and crispy. So it got me thinking, you know, when I'm rich and famous, what drive-thru am I going to roll through in my pimped out ride with my payroll boy toy? 651-641-1071. If you had all the money in the world, what is that fast food drive-thru you are still going to roll through in your pimped out ride? 651. I'm just going to keep saying the number until someone calls it. Anyway, what got me on this question really was this article over at the Daily Mail, which is hilarious. Britney Spears heads out on a fast food run with fiancé Sam Asghari in a white BMW sports car after admitting it's bittersweet to watch her sons grow up. Okay,
what does that have to do with
put together? But ultimately, at the end of the day, it involved a fast food run in L.A. on Friday, wherein the 20 or 39-year-old pop star wore sunglasses as, quote, let's see, I need to get the exact words. Yes, the Black Monday actor, that is her boyfriend Sam Asghari, the Black Monday actor held on to a sandwich as he drove, displaying a bitten chunk through the windshield of the luxury vehicle.
Wait,
moments later,
he bit the vehicle?
I know, it's kind of like crap wording. Like Ashley Gray and Brian Marks should probably have submitted that to an editor or a copy editor. But I think what they're saying is he was like holding a burger, looks like to me like a Big Mac or something, with a big chunk out of it, like he took a big bite. It says moments later, he actually was seen taking a bite as the couple rode through the Southern California area ahead of the coming weekend.
Oh, wow.
They're always very specific about absolutely nothing. And I don't know, and I don't think this article gives us any indication of where this fast food, like if it was In-N-Out, if it was McDonald's.
That's my only question is what kind of burger is he actually eating?
Yeah.
And if you can't answer that question for me, you have not done your job. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So says Colleen.
Daily Mail.
Speaking of Colleen, let's go to the phones because Colleen is on the phone.
Oh, hi.
Another Colleen who has an answer to our question. Okay, Colleen, you're all in your Mercedes G-Wagon. What's the fast food restaurant you're going through?
Go to Chick-fil-A.
All right. And what are you going to get? What are you going to get?
I love the original chicken sandwich and their iced tea rocks.
Their icy rocks?
Iced tea rocks.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know if there's something I haven't tried on the menu.
Yeah, I'd like to order
those. I like those icy rocks you got at Chick-fil-A.
Those aren't good for your teeth.
It doesn't sound good.
No, I do love to chew ice, though. I would do it rich, too.
You would chew your ice
rich,
of course.
Yeah, because I could just get new teeth.
Yeah,
right?
Big deal.
That's how that works.
Chew that ice. Okay, so to you, Colleen, I ask you, what are you rolling through?
There's only one answer to this question.
There's only one?
It's so obvious.
It's so obvious.
Where am I driving through? Exactly. I am making a run for the border.
And what's the vehicle that you're driving?
I don't, like, fancy. I don't know what a rich vehicle
fancy
is.
Fancy vehicle.
I'm in some sort of fancy rich vehicle, but it's got to have enough seats for everybody in my family, so it's probably some sort of SUV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Or a minivan.
Which, I mean, let's be honest, you can't, there is not
a fancy
minivan.
Or who knows, you're wealthy, maybe it's a conversion van with like a water
bed. Maybe it's a limousine. Maybe I got a chauffeur and I don't have to drive.
It's true. Could be. One of your kids could drive.
Yeah. Get me through that Taco Bell.
Okay. So Taco Bell for you. Holly,
yes.
What are you driving? What are you buying?
I'm driving my Rolls Royce. And of course, I'm going to pull up to the car next to me and ask if they have any Grey Poupon.
Obviously.
And then they're going to say, no, what's your order?
Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, sir, do you have any Grey Poupon? Actually, they probably would, because Grey Poupon kind of comes in the little packets.
Yeah,
now.
They have those down in the cafeteria.
I love it. It's so fancy. Yeah. Yeah, but I'd be going to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be getting that double-double life with the Neapolitan
shake.
Yeah,
so you got to stay, attached to your roots, right? So no matter how fancy you get, you still got to go to the place that
this
makes
is what
your,
keeps you tethered.
Makes your tummy feel good.
Yeah. Where are you going, Bradley?
You know, thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I'm going to be driving my Duesenberg.
I bet you are.
I don't even know what a Duesenberg is.
I'm not
Although
gonna
I
say.
Do know that Duesenberg, I think, is like from St. Paul. I think they were like a local yokel. Anyway, so speaking of local yokels, my roll-up would be the Culver's, mm-hmm. most certainly, mm-hmm. because I'm going to get me my double bacon Butterburger, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to get me a cashew sundae or maybe something with pecans mm-hmm. and some caramel.
Sounds
and that
lovely.
Frozen custard, yeah.
Ooh,
so I just
rich.
Hope that when I get real rich, there's a Culver's nearby.
Listen, when you
or I might have to fly my helicopter in.
No, honey, when you get real rich, you're going to do what the rich people do. It's a flex. You're going to have a Culver's put into your house.
Oh, yep. I would do that Barbara Streisand style.
Right, like
Excuse
get
me,
that
Streisand.
Mall.
It's not Streisand.
No. Streisand.
Yeah.
She has a full mall in her basement.
She's got a candy shop.
Do you think that she has an Orange Julius?
No. I don't. I'm not a fan of Orange Julius, but a what? Dairy Queen I would do.
You don't like an Orange Julius?
I don't like fruit juice, really.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I don't crave fruit juice.
I have had, like, I've driven by at least two Orange Julii in the last...
Is that a thing?
That's my plural for Orange Juliuses. In the past, like, month, and had a hankering for an Orange Julius. You can get a banana in those. Oh, so
yeah.
good.
Yeah. I don't like bananas as dessert. I think I just have an aversion. I think I've eaten too many bananas in my life.
I don't think of an Orange Julius as a dessert. I think of it as like a
health treat.
Not even a health treat, because we know, you know, health coming along with that. But I just think of it as like a midday treat for your tongue.
Yeah, it's just like when you shop till you drop.
Midday
yeah.
treat for your tongue.
I don't know. It's
you
like a
sell
snack.
It. Maybe that's why there's not more Orange Julii.
Look, man, after a day of shopping at Contempo
right.
Casual, the Dress Barn, and maybe Spencer's Gifts,
yes.
you're a little parched and you need some energy refreshments.
Yes.
We don't have Monster just, Energy yeah. drinks yet.
A little sugar jolt.
Yeah.
A little
frothy.
By the way, Duesenberg's Motor Company, started by August and Frederick Duesenberg in St. Paul in the year 1913.
You don't say. Where did they manufacture those guys?
I don't know, but their headquarters now, which doesn't exist, is in Indiana.
They have a headquarters and they don't exist?
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
Rough
That's,
times.
It's weird. Fun. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Scott Disick has taken up with another young lady.
Surprise.
We're going to talk about it when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1. Scott Disick has a new lady in his life. And we're here to tell you about it on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And Bradley, what's going on with Scott Disick and his ladies?
Looks like Scott might actually be growing up. Oh, wait, that's just his girlfriend's getting older. Not that old. Also, apparently Kris Jenner's tired of this. Right. And by tired, we mean, of course, she's all here for it because it gives us attention and a reason, or gives them attention and a reason for us to maybe watch the upcoming season of whatever dumb show they're going to do on Hulu. So... our listeners might remember that Scott Disick was really just put out after the announcement was made that Kourtney Kardashian, his ex, and Travis Barker were getting hitched. Remember, he was not dealing with that very well.
He needed some time to process his feelings around that.
He really just, you know, he's just a sensitive guy, and he really just felt sad. So he's dealing with his sadness by, of course, hanging out at Hyde Sunset in WeHo, that's West Hollywood, on Thursday, hanging out with a 23-year-old model by the name of Elizabeth Grace Lindley.
Okay, wait, how old is she?
23, I know.
That's really old for him.
So old. Yeah. Geriatric has become his dating style, apparently, because he's, of course, 38. She is 23. I might have been wrong, because Page Six said she was 23. And there's confusion because Daily Mail says she's only 20.
Oh.
But actually, that if she's 20, that would make her more in line
with his regular
speed. His typical choices. Mm-hmm. You know, he dated, of course, what's her name? Hamlin? Hamlin?
Yep. Amelia Hamlin.
Amelia.
And then also 20. The Richie Rich.
Yeah. Sophia Richie.
Yeah, that's the one.
She's 23 now, but she was probably 19 when they dated, if I remember correctly.
Who, Sophia Richie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they grow up, and he's like, okay, now you're too old. They age out. They age out of Scott Disick.
And he stays the same.
Apparently, he dated Bella Thorne as well.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, I did not know that, but so says the article.
We didn't ask her about that when she was here.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were together at that time, but what I do know is, there's some confusion. I was actually ready to give him some credit that he was willing to go older for a change.
Take that back.
But apparently not old enough. Can you imagine Scott Disick dating a 38-year-old woman?
Never.
I don't think so.
Never.
Anyway, it makes me wonder, if he's just drowning his sorrows in pretty ladies. And I don't imagine there is a shortage of pretty ladies who are fine with attention from Scott Disick, because, of course, all that comes along with.
Right. Now, you said something about Kris Jenner being tired of it.
Yeah, so I read another story somewhere vaguely on the internet that was trying to make us think that Kris Jenner was tired of his behavior and his, you know, temper tantrums over the news that Kourtney was happy. But I was like, if she's tired of it, it's because she created it.
Right.
It's boring because she keeps telling the same story to the tabloids. I mean, this is all Kris Jenner's doing.
Oh, yeah.
These are Kris Jenner machinations trademark.
Yes. Because, you know, well, here's the thing. Here's what I will give her. She might be tired of Scott Disick as a human, right? But she's stuck with him because he's part of the brand now. And so she can be as tired as she wants of him being, you know, like irritating. Mm-hmm. But she's on his payroll. She represents him. And they end up, I don't know, he gets attention, they get attention. So it's probably like a double-edged sword from like a business standpoint. You need Scott Disick. From a human standpoint, oh my gosh, he's so annoying.
Yeah, also, apparently during I didn't know this because I didn't watch the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion in June.
Why would you?
He defended himself from dating older or younger women.
What did he say?
He says he apparently was joking, saying he doesn't go looking for young girls. They are just attracted to him because he looks so young.
Stop it.
Also, I didn't realize that there was such an age gap between Kourtney and Scott, and that he was the junior in that relationship. She's 42.
And how old is he now?
38.
38. Oh,
so they're four years apart, which that's an interesting move.
Right?
I mean, they have three kids together, ages 6 to 11.
That is interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah. How long were they together?
That's a great question. Okay. They were together. I don't know.
A while.
Yeah,
I mean, together for
on and off. I mean, they have many children together.
Mm-hmm. But see, now that we know what we know about the Kardashians, or that we've discovered about the Kardashians, that they like to have
attention, money, attention by money.
No, but they when they have babies together, they like to have babies with the same people. I wonder how many of those get back togethers were actual get back togethers, or if they were just baby togethers.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, especially with Khloe. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was not much of a relationship going on there, but she was like, look, I would like my children to have the same parent.
Yeah. So can we do that thing?
Yeah.
I just wonder if we went back, I am not nominating us for this at all. But if we went back and really like studied the Kardashians in history with the lens that we know now about how they move through time and space, how they manipulate the time-space continuum, how we hear reports about them, all of those things. I wonder if we would see some of those early seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians differently, or if we would see some of the scandals and things they got caught up in a little bit differently.
Oh, I'm sure absolutely differently, because now hindsight is 20/20, so we can see where they were going.
Right.
I would imagine things were not as like laid out. I don't think Kris Jenner, for as much crap as we give Kris Jenner for being Machiavellian and her manipulation of the world around her, I don't know how thought out her world domination plan really was. I mean, if you go back and, you know, take into account things such as her what was that, like good luck astrology candles
or
something?
Wicks of Wisdom.
Yeah, Wicks of Wisdom, and all the dumb things that they were selling back in the day. Like, I just think she saw opportunity and knows how to leverage opportunity in a way that ultimately paid off. It's not to say that she's not some sort of business genius, but genius doesn't necessarily mean the most altruistic person. But I don't know that there was a lot of thought made like, here's my 10-year plan of world domination, courtesy of Kris Jenner. I'm going to use my daughter's sex tape as a launch pad for the careers of many people.
Right.
Like, I don't think she planned that. I think she was an opportunist.
It was a crime of opportunity.
Who knows how to leverage the moment, and she has just continued to do that with compound interest.
I mean, and it's working.
My
Holy
interest
buckets.
Is not compound. It's more like a compound fracture.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am in pain having to deal with this.
They're not in pain, though.
No, of course not. They don't lack for anything. And as much as you would try to tell me that anybody in the family of Kardashians is tired of Scott Disick, I'm like, he's the best thing that happened to you, because he generates headlines more than most of them. Certainly more than Rob does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Rob. What is Rob up to? How must that Poor feel Rob. To be Rob, though?
And I don't know. It that, might like, be.
That Scott Disick gets all the attention that you should have gotten.
It might be liberating, like if the camera's not on you and you don't have, you know, photographers jumping out of cars in parking lots to see if you've gained weight.
Aww.
I mean, you might be grateful. That actually happened, by the way,
that
for
is
the
true.
Listener who doesn't remember. So, you know, he might not want to be in the spotlight. But
this is true.
I don't think it's that he doesn't want to be. I don't think that Kris Jenner knows what to do with him, because he doesn't play like the other Kardashian players play.
I wonder what has happened to all of Rob Kardashian's entrepreneurial
his hot sauce,
efforts, his hot socks, sauce, his socks.
His pop.
Yes, he had pop.
Rob Pop. What was that pop called?
I don't remember, but he had like, yeah, it was like, he had like, yeah, a whole thing. He's got all these like side gigs happening.
Exotic pop.
I just wonder, yeah. I wonder what's come of all of that. I wonder what his net
his
worth
own
is.
Vanilla ice cream soda drink.
Better than Canada Dry.
Yeah, it's called Exotic Pop Rob Kardashian Vanilla Cream Soda.
Okay.
Is that still a thing? ExoticPop.com?
I don't know. Can you still purchase it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll do the research. Don't worry about it. That's what we're here for. We're also here to tell you about Crazy Stupid Idiots, which is what we're about to do after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Stay tuned for CSI Crazy Stupid Idiots after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, the world is full of them. Crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things. And we love to tell you about them right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. And sometimes other places. Ireland. 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 We are going
to
meet.
Like to go there.
I would like to go to there as well. We're going to meet a guy in Ireland who he's 61. We don't know his name. He worked for the county government.
Okay.
And he'd been working there for 23 years. So, you know, he'd had quite a good run there. And I say had because he is no longer there. What happened is he had a falling out with his manager.
Okay.
And so he was like, what can I got to get back at this dumb manager? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So he procured a bunch of rats and set them free at night in his office. And when everybody showed up the next morning, there was literally rat poo everywhere in the office. And
that's nasty.
While he was found out, do you want to know how they found out it was him?
Because he had rat poo on him?
No, because what do I always say? You are always on
camera.
Yes.
Oh, got it.
The security cameras ratted him out. They showed him bringing in the rats and releasing the rats in the office. The rats in one night caused $3,500 worth of damage.
Oh my God.
He has now been sentenced to 6 months in prison. And also, he has to cover the $3,500 cleaning bill for the rat poo.
That's a lot of rat dookie. It's very expensive rat dookie.
Now, the judge said that this was a uniquely wicked act because of all the effort he had to put into finding and catching and releasing the rats.
Yeah.
And that takes some premeditation.
That's nasty. I'm not a fan.
Neither am I. No. Where are we going next?
Where was that again?
That was in Ireland.
Oh, that's right. The Pied Piper could have saved the day, perhaps. I want to go to Georgia.
Oh.
And I want to tell you about Vinath Udomsainy. I'm not pronouncing that name. I'm going to call him V.
Okay.
So as to not say the name incorrectly. But I want to tell you about V. And V was charged with something on Tuesday. Some crimes for doing some crimey things.
Oh, he got crimey.
Now, it's not the crimey things that earned V crazy, stupid, idiot status. It's why he did the crimey things. You know, often it's not the crime. It's the reason for the crime or like the method of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we're doing here. So apparently he was charged on Tuesday with one count of wire fraud after the government said he lied about how many employees he had and the revenue his business generated in application for Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL. Mm. So basically one of them pandemic loans.
Yep.
He got some of that COVID relief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what he spent his COVID relief on that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status. Would you like to guess what that was for?
Strippers.
It was not strippers, although you could probably go far because, in fact, I was just double checking to make sure. Yeah, it was $57,000. That would get you far on strippers.
That would get you a lot of strippers.
It was not a house.
Was it a car? Yacht?
It was not a yacht.
Okay, he spent that kind of money on not a house, not a car,
yeah,
and not a yacht.
It was on Pokemon cards.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. In fact, it was for one Pokemon card.
I'm sorry. That's something my children would do.
One Pokemon card.
Was it a Charizard?
Apparently, I don't know what that means. The 2002 Pokemon World Championships number one trainer card was sold for $31,000 and some stuff. Dice Breaker reported. Oh, that must be like a Pokemon newspaper. Extremely rare cards such as the Pikachu Illustrator have sold for as much as $195,000.
Wow. That's bonkers.
Wow. He bought literally one card.
Was it a Pikachu?
I don't know. It doesn't say what the specific one was, but it said that he used much of his $85,000 loan to pay for his Pokemon card.
That is,
didn't you think somebody was going to figure that out at some point? Like, people are
so
dumb.
One would think. Right?
Like, I got a brilliant plan. Nobody's going to check up on my $85,000.
Right?
Oof. Yeah. So he went to jail. Bye.
Okay. I don't like knowing this story.
And you can't play Pokemon in jail.
Right.
So.
I don't like knowing the story because my kids have a lot of Pokemon cards and they're always trying to tell me they're going to be worth something. And I'm like, they're not, though.
Well, they could be. Turns out.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like knowing the story, but we should really probably go through them with a fine tooth comb. Maybe it's worth trading some in.
True.
All right. For our final story of this crazy, stupid, idiot journey. We are going to go to New Hampshire.
Okay.
We're going to go to a Walmart in New Hampshire. This
like
happened last Wednesday. And we're going to focus our energy toward 56-year-old Christine Powers.
Hi, Christine.
Christine was at the Walmart. And there was another person also, there were a lot of people at the Walmart, but there was one person in particular that she had her sights set on. And it was a woman, or I don't know if it's a woman, another person with an animal at the Walmart. It was a dog.
What?
Yep, there was a dog at the Walmart. It's all going to make sense in just a moment.
There's a dog at the Walmart.
Yep.
Okay.
And the owner briefly had stepped away from their cart in the checkout line and left the dog in the cart.
What?
For just one moment.
Why? And whoa, this is so confusing.
I know. Christine swooped in and snatched the dog and then took off.
Oh, kidnapper.
Now, why would a dog...
I guess dog napper.
Why would a dog be in the Walmart?
Well, because it likes low prices?
Maybe. Like good rollback? Like who doesn't love that? No, this was actually a service dog.
Okay. In a cart?
In a cart. Okay. At the Walmart.
There was a service dog in a cart. It sounds like a bad joke. There was a service dog.
Right. But the woman or the owner of the service dog stepped away for just a second and Christine swooped
and
in and grabbed the dog. Nabbed the dog and ran off with the dog.
What a terrible person. Not only are you horrible for nabbing a dog, but nabbing a service dog is even worse.
I know.
I hope that they found the dog.
They did.
And it was okay.
The dog was just fine.
Okay,
the dog was then reunited
and
with the dog's
beat the criminal?
Owner. What?
Did they beat up the criminal?
No, but she was arrested and charged with theft.
Did they spank her?
I don't know. This is a good question.
I don't like when people do things to animals. So.
I know. And the dog, by the way, some stats about the dog. The dog's name is Emmy Lou.
Oh, hi, Emmy Lou.
9-year-old
Named after Emmy Lou Harris.
Probably 9-year-old Emmy Lou was reunited with their owner and all is better. And Christine Powers, like I said, has been charged with theft. But she also
all her privileges taken away for life.
Forever. She also faces charges in Pennsylvania for allegedly violating probation after a theft conviction.
She sounds fun.
We don't know what she stole that time. Who steals a puppy? Who steals a dog? Who does that? That you gotta like really have some hate in your heart for that.
Somebody who should go, I don't know, be put in a box. A cardboard box. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fan of people who do things to animals, so I'm not going to say anything nice.
I hear you. I'm with you on that.
Or children.
Thank you.
Defenseless creatures. I have no time for people who take advantage of them. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Christine Powers. Enjoy your time in jail. Mm-hmm.
No dessert for her.
Mm-mm.
Do you get dessert in jail?
I think you do.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet it's not good. Like, I wonder... Like,
you have bad dessert.
I don't know. I feel like jail food is probably
not great. The worst thing about prison was the dessert.
It was so bad.
No, I don't wish harm on anyone.
You know what it is? It's probably...
Just don't do things to animals and children.
It's probably fruit or a cheese plate. That's what they do for...
Oh, like canned peaches.
Like, not an actual dessert, but they'll call it dessert. That's part of the punishment.
Yeah.
Right?
Like lemon pudding. Nobody... That's not a dessert for anyone.
I love lemon pudding. Are you kidding?
Lemon pudding?
Sure.
Out of like a big steel drum?
I mean,
no.
That is like lemon pudding,
that's
sure.
That's sick and wrong.
Fine, more for me. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got a little game to play. It's that time of day, and that game is called The Throwback.
What?
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.